You may remember last week, Nancy Pearl urged us all to read a book about the Vietnam War. Well, this week she's back to recommending fiction, but Nancy says this book is just as provocative.
This week I brought in a book that I think can elicit conversations about, is it a successful novel or not? Huh. This is the first time I think that I've ever, in all the years that I've been on KUOW, I don't think I've ever talked about this particular aspect. I don't think there has ever been a book that quite made me think this way. This is a novel, a second novel by a woman named Holly LaCroix. It's called The Half-Brother. Her first novel was called The Swimming Pool. I loved this book. The writing is absolutely splendid. I mean, it's about a professor at a prep school, a teacher at a prep school in New England. He has moved up from the South. This is his first job. He falls in love with the daughter of the dean of the school, the rector and the dean of the school. And he has a younger half-brother who then comes up to be a teacher at the school, too, and many things happen. The writing is gorgeous. I mean, I just sat and wrote down, I have a notebook, you know, wrote down wonderful, wonderful lines. Now, here's the thing about this book. The plot of this book all comes down to two coincidences. Two, like, beyond belief coincidences that move the plot, that are the plot. Yet, Marcy, you read a lot of fiction as well, and you could say, well, that's what plot is in many ways, is coincidence.
But there's a verisimilitude to when you're reading. I'm getting the feeling, I haven't read this, that perhaps these coincidences feel far-fetched.
Do you think that Oedipus killing his father by accident is far-fetched? It works. I mean, Sophocles was a wonderful playwright, and it's an amazing play, and everybody should read it. I mean, how much coincidence is there in one person's life? You know, I can't talk about the specific coincidence because I don't want to give anything away, and I want people to read this novel. It's a wonderful, wonderful novel. But then I want them to think about what role coincidences play in their life or... And of course it does. I mean,
you could say that everything was coincidence,
exactly,
except for the things that we deliberately plot out.
Right.
Like, I will make a potato for dinner,
right? Or you choose to walk down the street at a particular time and you run into somebody that you haven't seen for years and years and years, or you know you're thinking about somebody and then you see their name in the newspaper.
Right. It happens.
For some reason, the coincidences in The Half-Brother, they just struck me in a way that I couldn't stop thinking about that aspect. Does that make sense?
It does, but it's intriguing for sure. It sounds like, listeners, you all need to read The Half-Brother by Holly LaCroix and then write in to Nancy, care of record at KUOW.org, because the central question is, if a book is incredibly well-written, does it matter that it hangs on a coincidence that may or may not be two coincidences that may feel far-fetched or...
Forced.
Okay, listeners, it's all up to you now. Nancy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Less series. She brings us reading recommendations every Tuesday on the record. You can find all of her picks at our website, kuow.org. Search for Nancy Pearl. And seriously, if you read The Half-Brother by Holly LaCroix, do write us and let us know if you think it's as far-fetched as Nancy did.